After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, y'all? Lala, still seeing ghosts. They're out here waterboarding Gamby, and we got Chantel Tweed in the studio. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
901 Shelby Drive, look alive. I want to do like... My Millie Rock was so lame just now.
It's okay. No one's going to hold it against
like,
you.
Like, I can't... I probably just can't do it in this
chair.
There's
not enough room.
I just thought that was enough. That meant... I just did it. I didn't know there was actually a name for it for some reason. I've been gone
since like July. What?
We love you.
No,
Shay.
You knew that. You knew what it was.
You knew that.
No, I really didn't.
You knew.
What is up, guys? We are back for another episode of your favorite after show, the Black Lightning After Show. And tonight is special. It's special because we've got Chantel Tweed in the studio.
Yay!
Who plays Grace on your favorite show, about to be part of your favorite TV couple of all time. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you girls doing?
We're good. We're so excited to have you here. As usual, I have my amazing panel. Say what's up, guys.
Hey, y'all.
We got Shay, and we got Portia in the studio. Again, Shay and I are not sisters, despite having the same last name.
And just we happen to be light. That's about it.
Can't help it. How did you guys feel overall about this episode?
Y'all know I gotta start with a major shout out to Joelle. We love and miss you, girl.
We miss you, girl.
This week too, but come back to us. This episode was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. Like Black Lightning and Thunder, they had a bomb fight scene.
That fight scene was everything.
Like I was just like, it was a lot of action this time. It wasn't so mellow like last show. It was pretty cool. Just overall thought.
Yeah, Chantel?
Yeah, I think seeing dad and daughter coming together and, like, knowing that she's going to have to save him at some point is amazing.
She
and, like, them, yeah, them really coming together as, like, a family of superheroes is amazing to watch.
Yeah, Shay?
I love that fight scene. Like, him, like, throwing, like, a lightning bolt, like just lift and her to go. It was just, like, that team up was, like, everything you wanted in a team up.
And her running through that wall.
Yeah.
Maybe that was my favorite bit.
And he was even surprised. He looking at it, he looked
like, right,
around the whole rim of it like, wow. I was even shocked.
I love it because I feel like they balance each other out so well, and it makes me more excited for when we eventually get Jennifer to step into her role.
Man, she stood in front of him while bullets was coming at his face so that he could electrocute them. I'm just like, what type of fight is this? Like, they really had each other back. Like, that shield he had in the beginning, it's like they was taking turns being each other's shield and still beating their butts. I'm just like, wow. It was dope. I loved every bit of it.
Same. Someone who is not loving every bit of everything is Jennifer. She is going through it.
Yeah,
she is. Out here creating solar energy in her body. I'll be going through it too.
Okay.
She's basically a human generator.
Yeah,
that's like
she's pure energy. That's an amazing ability to have. Tech.
It's
really
amazing. She just don't want it, and you know. You know, that's really sad.
I love that the writers are having her not, you know, embrace her powers so that we see, like, the dichotomy between someone, you know, Anissa who loves it and someone who, you know, Jennifer who's still, like, growing into those powers. I think it's perfect for conflict.
I agree, because it would have been weird if, not weird, but I feel like we need to see Anissa grow as a superhero first. If we would have had both of them with powers at the same time and we're trying to balance their storylines as superheroes and Jefferson's line as a superhero and Gamby's line as, you know, ex-ASA scout, like, it would have just been too much, and it would have, I feel like we would have, like, not done them justice. So it's nice that she's, like, nah.
Yeah, the back and forth with her and Anissa is just like, okay, You know, is she ever going to come to grips with it? And it keep us in tune with the family because now we want to know more. We're going to know, is Anissa ever going to be a part of the team? Or is she still going to be just shunning them out, you know, every 5 seconds? And then, you know, Jeff gave her a choice. He like, you can live your life however you want to. You just need to get them powers under control first. So I kind of like what's going on. I was a little taken aback last episode because I'm like, no, like your powers. Fight. Do it. Save the world. But, you know, she ain't on that, so I guess we got to deal with it.
But I think it's going to be exciting to see how, you know, she comes to, like, embrace her powers. Because, obviously, somewhere in, you know, in the storyline, she's going to have to use them to save somebody.
Oh, you know.
Facts. Right? No, I don't know. Come on. No. I don't know. I'm watching this show.
Let's get her.
I really enjoy the fact that Jen's like, I have no responsibility to do anything. Because she's still 16 and she's still trying to discover who she is. Yeah. And that's a hard age to try to discover who you are still. Even when you get to an adult, sometimes you don't discover exactly who you are. Yeah. But, like, Anissa came for her. And as upsetting as that is to see, she also said was not wrong.
I mean, she did get that last one wrong. She ain't leave. She ain't quit on Khalil. Khalil quit on her.
Facts. She could have stayed, though, too.
Good night.
I'm not saying she should have.
Since when? First of all.
I'm playing
your advocate around here.
Since when we stay in relationships when people took us to deuces?
Too long women have been expected to fix men. Right. Don't worry about that life.
She's not about to be putting him back to you. Took the deuces on me. I'm out of there. You tell me you don't want me and you say some hurtful stuff and you posted crazy stuff about me on Instagram. You got to go.
And we in high school, so it's not really that serious. Boy, right. Bye.
You not my soulmate?
I'm a data caller.
You should also.
Good night. I done been there and done that.
We are good to know. I'm interested to see, though, since she is like a human generator, I'm wondering if that can make her vulnerable to ASA, which we'll talk about them later. But I wonder if, like, she can somehow, like, they can harness power from her. If she, because I feel like a generator, like, you know, generators normally you plug stuff up to them and that's like
the power.
They're the power source.
Yeah.
So I'm like interested to see how this is going to make her come into play. Like if she's going to pop up on the radar.
Yeah, she may because homegirl
in the beginning
has the same powers as her. She generated like out of her body that fire and that. I guess what was it like a source of energy? It wasn't blue like Black Lightning. It looked exactly like how Jen looked when she blew up. And so when we saw that, it was just like, oh, he wanted that for sure. And so even at the end when he was happy to see that she was there, it's something about them people who got that pure energy generating inside of them. He liked that stuff because obviously it got something to do with whatever solar system they create.
The solar system. I love that they brought back Two Bits, which every time
he's
such
funny.
A funny character.
He's so funny. I hear the name Two Bits, I want to say it like Two Chains, like Two Bits. But Portia's not giving me the approval look, so I'm not going to say it like that anymore. Thanks, Portia. It's okay. But no, I like him as a character. I think
he's so sympathetic.
Yeah. He's very funny.
And after seeing some of the characters, like, come into fruition or whatever, of, like, what they're meant to do, like the vice principal, which we'll talk about her later, I'm now very suspect on every character. I'm like, okay, I feel like you have another purpose besides just being a secondary character. And so now I'm, like, keeping an eye out on everybody.
I mean, but he the lookout though, because once he saw what happened, he went straight to Jeff. Like he wasn't holding back or nothing. He don't even know Jeff is Black Lightning, but he knew who to go.
He's got a good heart.
Yeah,
He was like, something's wrong. But something's wrong. Like he knows there's a wrong and there's a wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he tried to run after that van, so he knew what was up.
Selling bootleg DVDs. I love it, though.
DVDs, CDs.
That's how he's money now.
I just want to say people in the chat thought that my Two Bits thing was funny. So, thank you. I appreciate you and everything that you are.
And Dean Joyner in the chat said that Jennifer creates energy, Jeff holds energy, and Anissa blocks energy. So, that's an amazing symmetry
Science.
In the sense of that.
I love it. This is just an energetic show.
Who making the corny jokes now, Portia?
You laughed.
I did. Well, speaking of laughing, you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
I do.
For those of you who do, we have got a great podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversation with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career relationships. I'm guilty. Finances and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us here at Black Lightning
that sent you
there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
It's actually a really good podcast. I listen to it weekly. And I feel like she always is talking about whatever is going on in my own life. Like, right on time. She's really, like, one of the most, like, well-rounded, knowledgeable people I think I've ever met. And we're lucky to work for her. She's our boss lady.
Somebody in the chat made it a very, like, I was thinking about it, but he actually brought it to light. Spencer Hastings said, the boy who did Greenlight in one of the first couple episodes seemed to have almost the same powers that the girl in the corner did, and that just can't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
What boy?
The guy in the little boy in the bathroom.
Oh, that was tearing stuff up?
That broke the sink?
Yeah.
That can't be a coincidence.
I feel like we're seeing as Greenlight goes on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, boo. I think as Greenlight, like as the episodes go on, we're seeing Greenlight be more kind of like, not controllable, but it's less. The first episode, he's like raging out. And then the next one, he's like, the guy is still kind of raging out, but he's like calmer.
Yeah, it's almost like they develop a tolerance to the drug. Yeah. And they can handle it better. They probably need more. But, yeah, it's like pretty true to life, I guess.
I guess it's taken a lot to actually get them there because homegirl friend said she'd been on Greenlight.
I wonder if there's something about, like, certain people that triggers it. You know, like, are there certain, like, genes that certain people carry that make it work the way it works?
It gotta be special because if we look at everybody who has been affected by it that actually took it, everybody reacted in a different way. Just like the boy that Jefferson saved in the beginning who was about to get shot by the police, he had like superhuman strength, like Tobias. He was just like that, acting crazy, but he was super strong. So it does something different to everybody. And even in when we saw last week about Gambi spotting the kids out, the guy who shot that dunk, he flew. Like, he could lift himself off the ground in real life. So, yeah. I mean, everybody do something different. It's amazing, actually. So, I'm ready to see how this army about to play out. Because remember, I told y'all. I think he's about to create a villain army. He collecting them like he is.
I concur. I feel you. I have like,
that's
my theory. Yeah, I have theories. I don't know. I don't know. But I want to move on to Lala because
tripping. What is that tripping, y'all?
Okay, I have a theory about Lala for this. Okay, so the last people he killed were Will and LaWanda. I don't know why I blanked on her name for a second, but LaWanda. So those are the things that are haunting him. I feel like every time he kills somebody, it's going to be a new person, a new tattoo
that appear on his body.
Yeah, and start haunting him. It's like your own sins are now inhabiting your body at the same sense.
But wait, what are your theories about how he came back to life?
Lady Eve.
I think Lady Eve and the Shadow Board had something to do with it.
The albino dust or magic or whatever. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like that was her insurance policy if anything ever happened to her.
Ooh.
Because it did line up, but
she had a lot of albino magic. She put a whole lot of it in a little coffin, so she knew.
I don't know. Because obviously I feel like the Lala thing is supernatural. It's not necessarily science like a lot of the show's like aspects have been, like, you know, the drugs doing X, Y, and Z. So this is more supernatural. And the only supernatural ties we have so far are the albino magic and like Tobias and Lady Eve. And since he popped up right after Lady Eve was roasted, I think it might have something to do with that.
I don't know. But why y'all think that gun didn't go off? Y'all think Lala did that?
Man, for real, that's some mystical
stuff.
That's
more magic.
It's more magical.
I'm thinking like he came back with some powers or something.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, dude, like, took his strength is on point now. Like, he took that guy down real quick. Like, he has strength, like, almost like Tobias. So I actually
want to
see that showdown. I'm ready for that showdown between Tobias and Lala, because that will be
more even now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did we see... Because, one, we've noticed Tobias has been complaining about not having anyone to truly challenge him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like these writers are so... One of the things I love about Black Lightning and the CW network in general is... Everything is said for a reason, and every scene down to, like, the coloring of the background, there's a reason for everything. And so when I feel like maybe there's going to be, like, a challenge between him and Lala, but was I the only one who, like, when he did that to their ears, like, just kind of...
I held my ears too. I was like,
cupped yours. I was like, oh no.
Man, like, you ripping people's ears off.
That's how he planned it, and, like, it was...
That's how we gonna play that.
Like, that was steep. It hurt me.
But also, if I see someone talking to themselves the way that he's been doing these last couple episodes, I'm not necessarily trying to
have respect for them as much. Yeah,
or I'm also just not necessarily coming around. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go chill on the block. I'll keep pushing this. Y'all just text me what happens at the meetings.
Right.
Like, that's like when somebody's that crazy, you have to, like, be sneakier to get what you want across from them, I feel like. Because Lala is seriously just talking to himself. Nobody's there that nobody can see but Lala. So at that point, you don't ever come for somebody that crazy, because that crazy is going to flip on you and then you're dead. So,
like, he having full-blown conversations and nobody can see Will. Nobody can see LaWanda.
Nope.
And it's just like, you doing this in public with no remorse. He don't care. Like, he out here. He will stand in front of them and have a whole conversation. And it's just like, if you see somebody who you know is dead, walk the other way and have them follow you so y'all can go talk in the corner. Mm-hmm. Like, some people ain't got to know what y'all doing. But he on that, so.
But I also love how everybody was like, I thought you were dead. He was like, I was. Like, he's not hiding from it. He's just like,
yeah,
I've risen.
Look, he's all confused. He's confused too.
Yeah, but he owns. He owns his crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no apologies. Which I think makes him even scarier.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think he kind of has the same reasons I loved Lady Eve, I feel like, are the reasons I'm liking Lala in this form, mm-hmm. where they're just very unapologetic and they're just kind of doing them and they're like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, there's no real stability there, and so it makes them, like, unpredictable.
But he's very tripping because he put his mama for collateral. Come on now. Like, that's a mess. I don't care how crazy. Yo, mama... I guess you're too far gone now that you really don't care about, like, the person that brought you into this world anymore. But really, dude?
She probably think he dead, too.
That's a good... Yeah.
And he probably found that out and was just like, oh, she think I'm dead? Bye. Like, I don't know, but that is crazy. I ain't putting my mama up, okay, for nobody. Especially not for no coke that ain't nobody gonna buy.
Ooh. Black Magic 99 wants to know, can he die more than once now?
Ooh.
That is a very great question.
We haven't seen anyone, like, challenge him yet, so I wonder if he's, like, invincible, like, if he is, like, zombie-like, where you have to, like, take off the head.
That's one of them villains you just can't even fight. Like, you might as well go ahead and give it up. Don't waste your time. Don't try to take them out. Don't shoot them in the head, because, I mean, if they coming back, you're going to still have problems. That's crazy. They got to do something.
But then I wonder whether it's Black Lightning... Or Tobias that would take him down.
That's what I'm interested to see. If he's a villain for Tobias or if he's going to end up being a villain for...
Or both.
Definitely Black Lightning. I can go ahead and tell y'all that now because Tobias killed him already, okay? And apparently his job wasn't done. So it's definitely a Black Lightning thing because Tobias done been there and done that and he didn't get the job.
But then would Tobias and Black Lightning get together to take down Lala?
Oh, no.
No, I feel like it'll go first Lala gets to try to use Tobias, and if he actually does end up killing Tobias, then it becomes a Black Lightning problem.
I feel like Lala is a sub-villain. I don't feel like he's going to be the big bad of this season. I feel like Tobias is still very much the, like, big bad of this season. I feel like Lala is just an obstacle.
Mm.
Okay.
That never dies. That resurrects.
And he's just like...
Probably again and again.
That's steep, though.
I don't know. Because I'm still trying to... Because I can't help but, like, compare the show to the comics. And so I'm still trying to figure out where Lala fits in to the comics. Just like I'm still trying to figure out where Grace is going to fit in on this show. Because, one, Grace in the comics is, like, part Amazonian. And very tall, and the height.
Hold on.
The height difference.
There you go.
It's just There we go.
You guys do me like that? No.
See, I was putting my seat down, but...
It's okay. I'm in a booster seat, so I'm a little taller today, too.
So the height difference is just a smidgen different than the comics.
I basically got on heels in my chair.
But, and I know you can't, like, really give anything away, but there is the Outsiders comic when we first meet Grace in the mm-hmm. back pocket, so that's kind of like an ode to the comics, right? I don't want to, like, push you too much, but are we going to see Grace again before the season's over?
You know what? They kind of keep us in the dark with storylines. For actors, anyways. Yeah. And all I can say is I'm super excited to see where the writers take, you know, the storyline and the relationship.
Because I know with, like, The Flash, for instance, those actors don't get, like, there are people who don't know how the season actually plays out until it's on TV. Because they, like, don't want anything to slip. So is that kind of how, like...
Yeah, I think
But CW can you confirm that there is a relationship in the works?
Well, from what I read in, you know, everything that they've released, what happens is, like, I'm introduced as, you know...
Yeah, the creators have been...
A lot of interest.
Yeah, I was going to say, the creators have said that they want to establish Anissa as a superhero first before they establish her relationship, and so... Grace,
she been a superhero, okay? She been a superhero before the powers.
They want her to come in. You right. You big right. But they want her to come into, like, her own as Thunder, and then she gets...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot going on this season, too.
Yeah.
It's like we were getting to a superhero family.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to really investigate and, like, you know,
scoop
give enough time for all of that.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate that they're doing it like that instead of throwing... a bunch of plot lines at us and then not doing justice to all of, you know,
I think, and there's so much going on in the show and so many, like, reveals and reversals that, you know, there's a lot going on.
So many people in the chat I'm going to generalize the question because there is two-parters. It's like, are you in one of the pods? They would like to know. And if you are not, are you taking green light?
Ooh.
You know what? I low-key thought... And again, we're not going to push her, so stop asking, chat.
I helped you out, okay?
That was going to be part of my prediction because, you know, Grace is a superhero in the comics, so I was wondering if that was how, because since it doesn't look like we're necessarily going the Amazonian approach, I was almost wondering if maybe that's how we're going to get introduced to the Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited to you know, I love reading... what everyone says on Twitter, all their predictions, and, like, that's a good one.
What are have you gotten a lot of, like, Grace theories yet?
I think people have tweeted a couple of things.
Is there any
of them are just funny.
Yeah.
You know? I think most of them are funny, and some are really good. I don't know. But I think a lot of people are probably, you know, probably right. Someone has to be right.
Yeah, right?
Someone...
I think my favorite one, which I don't necessarily think it's true, but I thought it would be cute that Grace is running the Thunder fan page that Jennifer shows Anissa.
Oh wow!
I thought that was cute.
That would be super cute.
It would be very like on the Flash. Iris runs a Flash fan page for Barry, who's the Flash, before she finds out that he's the Flash. So that would be a cute little like parallel of the DC. Universe. But we'll see.
That would be so cute.
I don't know. But what I do know is that ASA is out here and they taking children. Children.
Yes.
Again.
They taking children, they taking Gambi, they taking Jeff, they taking everybody. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God, they gonna get Jeff. Like,
I thought they were gonna get Malik as you have to come with us, we're going to get this kid if you don't come with us type thing.
I thought, okay, so I knew they was going to walk up in his school and try to take him, blase, blase. But I thought that Malik was going to go run and tell somebody that Jeff got taken and then, you know, Anissa was going to come to his rescue. That's how I thought it was going to go down. But, you know, lo and behold, Martin wasn't there, a.k.a. Hollis Doyle. So he there for the beat up Gambi part.
Yeah.
But he's not there for when it all goes down. But he knows all the information of what happened. So
real quick, Portia, I just want to, like, know, did this episode maybe make you feel differently about Gambi? And don't be lying, because you said something before the show.
Wait, how do you feel about Gambi?
Oh. Gambi, Portia's anti-Gambi to the highest power.
Okay. so.
I mean, I think it's hard. It's hard to tell because from one episode to the next, you know, he's good and then he's bad and he's maybe good and then maybe bad. But I think his heart's in a good place.
So I am very appreciative of him trying to right his wrongs. But, you know, I'm a forgiver. Oh. You know, just like God forgives us. I forgive Gambi. I forgive him.
For his transgression?
I'm not going to say right now that...
He got beat up.
Right. He got waterboarded.
Right. That's why I have to like let my guards down with Gambi right now, and I have to allow him into my heart. I mean, I've always had love for him, but I never liked him.
Yeah.
So he's like borderline, you know, I love you, but I don't like you. Now it's like, you know, I love you, but I'm trying to get to see if light could ever happen with us, you know, type of thing. So it's not really a bad thing, but I definitely felt really heartfelt for him. That waterboard is, y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, because y'all know them waterboards with Hollis Doyle, he be on that with Scandal, and so now he in it on Black Lightning. I knew it was going to happen. He on it with the Black Lightning show. I knew it was going to happen, but when I saw it happen to Gambi, it was just like, dang, don't kill him.
The way you were going with that, I thought you were going to be like, I've been waterboarded. I'll be like, girl, what were you?
Oh, no. But you know, I watched it happen on Scandal. Then here we go. We got Hollis Doyle from Scandal.
Yeah.
Waterboarding Gambi. So it's just like, it kind of makes sense. But yeah, so Gambi, peace and love, bro. Peace and love.
Wow. I just hope I just want everyone to take that in. That has been 10 episodes in the making.
he showed himself to be untrustworthy for the first 10 episodes.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what I do like about this episode is that I feel like when they're trying to take Gambi, and he's not going to go at first, but they're like, we'll just start shooting people. Like, we're just going to start.
Yeah, and you know, saw his heart in that moment. He put down his guns. He like, yeah.
I was going to say, because it's easy to say at first that maybe, like, Gambi can still kind of be a bad guy because really he only cares about the Pierce family and then everyone else is collateral and it's whatever. But to see him, like, still care about people that he doesn't know, it's like, okay, Gambi really is, at the core, a good dude.
Yeah, his heart of compassion is what softened me. And then, so you know, after the whole beat up and killing all those people, him, the conversation that he had with Jeff while he was sitting on his bed, you know, and Jeff telling him the rest, like, that whole apology he gave him and him just letting him know his heart, you know, because... Yeah. All this time, you're hiding from him, and you're keeping things from him, so he has built a wall of you're untrustworthy. So now he's trying to tear that untrustworthy wall down, and he's doing a great job at it with showing that, you know, he has a heart, so let me tell you why I had to do what I had to do. You know?
And also Anissa calling him Uncle Gambi. That was so sweet.
I was like, girl, sorry, that's a boom.
You can't just cut off family like that.
And, like, everybody else is defending Gambi in a way. Like, Lynn and this, they're like, look, he cares about you. What he did was wrong. And nobody's not saying what he did was not wrong. But you're missing the point where he still cares. Like, obviously, you're hurt, and we totally get it. But we need help.
Yeah.
But so they're defending him because they need him.
But I do understand...
And he's made amends.
Yeah, and I do understand why Jefferson feels the way he does, because if you think about it, Black Lightning was essentially... came to be because of the death of his father and going after Tobias. And so to find out that the death of his father, the whole reason he's who he is today, technically kind of goes back to Gambi. It's like it's a lot to take.
And I would be mad, too, just like I was.
Yeah, you were. But we're in a place of forgiveness now, Portia.
We're in a place of stay. We're in a place here. Of forgiveness, and we're going to stay in that place of forgiveness. And I'm just going to take it easy, episode after episode. You know what I'm saying?
We're not sending our Christmas cards yet.
He goes back into Peter.
You can say, I told you so.
The moment he goes back into Peter Espososo, we're not going to be friends no more.
You just use his government name, right?
But talking about forgiveness, there's a little bit of forgiveness with Lynn and Jeff. Like, come on, dude is like x-raying the heck out of her. That accent gave me life. I'm sorry. I know how you feel.
I felt like he was making that up because I thought he could only x-ray with the glasses on. He ain't had a glasses on.
Yeah, that's true. But he could imagine. He's joking. He has a good imagination. He's like, got kids. He knows what she looks like without him clothes. I'm pretty sure he can imagine a lot.
He was playing.
Yeah.
Are you undressing with your eyes, Mr. Pierce? Okay. Yeah, she was for it, though. Okay. Come on. You know she was for it.
I do love that they were threatening to kill Jefferson if they didn't tell who Black Lightning was. I was just like, this is just so amusing to me. Like, the end, they're like, if you, like, basically, we're going to kill Jefferson Pierce if you don't tell us who Black Lightning is. And I wanted to be like,
what's so ironic is the fact that Martin wasn't in there, but he know the whole rundown. Like, I mean, of course they could have had cameras, but my thing is, why weren't you there? You want to interrogate him so bad, and you the one sent for Jeff. Why didn't you stand there and watch it happen so they could have took he could have took you out too? That's what I wanted. I wanted him to be there so he could have shot him too.
That too. And I think he just needed the confirmation, like, okay, if these two agents die, they're expendable. So if they die, I know
there we go.
I know where I know where the, you know, the trail leads.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. The strategy in it. He was strategic. That's what happened. Okay. I had the same question. Hollis Doyle, okay.
But, you know, we found our spotter.
Listen,
I've been telling y'all from the get-go that I don't like...
We all didn't like her. We all agree.
Vice President Hoochie Mama. And sure enough, Vice President Hoochie Mama. She out here giving Jefferson bedroom eyes while, you know, selling these little babies into...
She giving him bedroom eyes. But, and she lying.
Because she has a crush on him and there's something going on, I think that's why, you know, when she turns around and she has regret in her eye and fear that she has to maybe sell him out, it's because of her love for him that she's probably gonna, you know, save him in some way. Maybe. I don't know. There's love in there.
You don't think her plan would go through, or you don't think Martin's plan would go through because of her love for him?
Exactly. Ooh. Maybe not, because they've had
You think connection. Jefferson's gonna, like, seduce her?
No, but you guys saw the love.
Of course not. He doesn't like her. He loves Lynn.
I'm just saying, he could talk me out of a lot of things looking like that. So if he wants to be there, like,
silly.
If he was like, if he was, with that deep voice, like, hey, girl.
I think he has the best smile. He has the most charming smile ever.
His smile is beautiful. His body is beautiful. His face. He's just beautiful.
He's aged very well. That's all I will say.
He's just really beautiful. So, I mean, I don't blame her for liking him and trying to flaunt, you know, flaunt what she got in front of him. But homegirl is Kara Esposito, okay? She the new Gambie in these streets, and she the Gambie who don't have no heart. So, I mean she out here getting her students taken.
That is true.
Like,
yeah, that's dark.
Yeah, that's so I mean, dark. She been studying them for a while, watching them take that green light. She already know what's going on, and here we are. Like, that's the wrong person.
Yeah, especially after all these speeches that Jefferson's given about, like, caring about the kids and doing it for the kids and the community, and she's been there and is like, yeah. And it's like, you out here making them pod babies.
Bro. and then she even had the nerve to get smart with him and come at him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he gonna remember that when he gotta come for your neck? Like,
you know, personally, if anybody's taking it down, it's gonna be Anissa. Or it's going to be Jen. And that's going to be lit.
Jen taking down Cameron Esposito.
Since we're getting on that page, and since we're running out of time, I want to go ahead and break down predictions, because mine has to do with Jen. But I love the sound effect.
You're after Buzz. What?
Right?
Right? She said what? I told you I'd make me go like this.
Mwahaha. All right. Portia, prediction.
So, since we're talking about her, Kara Esposito, you know, she's about to do something really crazy dealing with Jeff. I'm not really sure what it is in particular, but she's going to, you know, set him up or trap him in some kind of way. And it's going to be real sad. And Anissa going to have to save him. And I think this is when... I think after she trapped him and they have whatever they have going on, this is what's going to make Jen step into her powers. Because she got to save her daddy.
I feel you. Chantel?
I think Jen will probably... Wait, I don't know anything about what's going to happen.
Disclaimer,
like,
she does not know.
This is my personal opinion.
And we cannot ask her.
I think Jen will probably come save... you know, sister and dad at some point, like you said. And then Kara, I think, has that difficult choice of, like, being an evil bitch. is putting kids in pods or, you know, fighting for her love. Mm. And then what about having Lynn come in and, you know, kick her ass?
Thanks. I want to see that. I want to see that.
I'm down with that. I know Lynn is going to win.
Yep, so, Lynn, you know, give Lynn something to do.
I told y'all Lynn gonna get them powers. She gonna take that green light.
Not if she needs power. That's legit. Just think she just needs one good, like, good backswing.
That's
like
why her hair is so short. So you can't grab it. So
yeah.
My prediction, I think Kara sets, because of promo, I think Kara sets up Jeff. Mm-hmm. And that's how he gets captured, and definitely. And then somebody get captured because of it as well. And Jen, that's her moment when she realizes, like, you might not have responsibility to do anything, but this is your family at the end of the day. And you have to, you know, we are your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in that strongly. I want a Lynn and Kara fight.
I do.
Lynn will win. And I cannot wait. Because I don't care, like, if Kara might be an assassin or she's not an assassin. She still will lose. Because you mess with her man and her kids.
Family.
Nothing is stronger than a mom's strength, and you have no idea what's coming for you, okay?
Yeah. It's going down.
Y'all know I always have these extensive ass predictions, but I think Jennifer is gonna possibly get turned, or something, they're gonna attempt to make her a pod baby. Know what I'm saying? Because she's gonna have, because she's not really in control of her powers yet, so I think she's gonna have a little, like, freak out, and they're gonna catch it, and they're gonna kidnap her. But I think, and I think this will be later down in the season, I think, she's going to be on the inside and be able to break out of her situation somehow, because she has been trained to fight because of her dad. Her dad taught them self-defense and whatnot. So yeah. I think she's going to be a lot more than they expect. And then I think she's going to somehow be able to help people on the inside. And there's going to be a situation with her helping people try to get out, and Black Lightning and Thunder trying to get in. And I think it's just going to be a dope showdown. And I think
that's good.
Lynn is going to drag Principal Hoochie Mama. And I can't wait. And I just think Gammy going to be in there with his guns and his, you know, future style mask, just shooting at people. So I'm so excited for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I still don't understand how Tobias and Khalil have disappeared, like, out of the last 4 episodes.
Facts.
I mean, really maybe he needed to collect himself from losing his sister, and then he's coming back guns blazing for somebody.
Maybe that will be what will trigger Jennifer. I don't know. Khalil, maybe.
We already know Khalil triggering her, like, for something, because he ain't right.
We will see.
She probably got to come for his head.
Well, guys, we're going to have to wrap up. That is another episode of the greatest after show of all time. Us, duh.
ladies,
thank you, Chantel. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us. Where can the people find you on social media?
You guys can find me at Chantel_Twee on Twitter and Chantel Twee on Instagram.
We are so lucky to have you, and thank you so much. Come back literally whenever you want to hang out with us. Yeah. It's so much fun. Portia, where can they find you?
All social media platforms at Portia Carter.
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me later today at 8 p.m. on Deception, and Tuesdays on Rise at 9.
And my name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Make sure to head over to iZombie. I'm about to go hop on that panel right now. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.